Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Go For It, everybody. My name is Paul Gann, and for the next hour, we're going to be talking sports and nothing but sports. You're listening to the show, hopefully, on blogtalkradio.com. Now, the number to reach me, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com and click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It. It's under the category of sports. Also, you can send messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Now, I hope everyone here has had a great week. I hope everyone here is ready to talk sports, because I know I am, and I hope you are. Now, big news here in Philadelphia is the ongoing situation with Donovan McNabb. Will he stay? Will he go? Where will he go if he does go? Now, Andy Reid, apparently this week, Andy Reid, was quoted as saying that the Eagles are entertaining offers. And entertaining offers, that means for all three quarterbacks, but mainly and more than likely, it's Donovan McNabb. Now, the six-time Pro Bowler, McNabb, in my opinion, is a guy who had a fairly decent year last year. But again, everybody and the organization and the fans in a lot of ways are rooting for a guy by the name of Kevin Cobb to get the starting position. Now, according to multiple reports, the Eagles are currently shopping a six-time Pro Bowler. According to these reports, the Eagles are looking for a draft pick no later than selection number 42. So that's a pretty high selection. You're talking about a first-round to high second-round pick. I mean, that's what the Eagles are looking for. Some of the teams that are said to be interested are the Raiders, Rams, and the Buffalo Bills. And you got to also look at the Minnesota Vikings. Brad Childress, offensive coordinator for McNabb for his first couple years in Philadelphia, first few years in Philadelphia, his quarterback's coach as well. So, I mean, it's a guy and it's an offense that he knows. McNabb knows that offense. So it's an offense that in a lot of ways, McNabb would probably be happy playing in. And you got to remember, in Minnesota, you got a lot of talent there. You got guys like Adrian Peterson, Sidney Rice. I mean, there's talent there. There's talent on the offensive side of football. So that's a place McNabb probably would want to land. And it's a place and a team that was a Brett Favre interception away from going to the Super Bowl. So you have to look at that ball club. But overall, man, in terms of trading Donovan McNabb, I got to take something from your boy, Chad Ochocinco. Child, please. Why are we so quick to throw this man out the door? I don't get it. I understand. Last two football games against the Cowboys, the last game of the season and the playoff game, he stunk to join up. There's just no arguing that. He was not good in those football games. But again, I said it before and I'll say it again. On the offensive line was no good. The offensive line was horrible near the end of the year. Defensively, it wasn't good. So these two areas was not good. And saying that, I mean, granted, McNabb didn't play well. I'll give you that. But is it all his fault? And was it all his fault? And I know everybody wants Kevin Cobb, but again, he only has two starts under his belt. Two career starts. Is that enough for all of us to say that this guy is ready? Is that enough for all of us to say that this guy is the savior? And I've been hearing a lot of, okay, this is Kevin Cobb is the equivalent to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback in Green Bay. Okay. Kevin Cobb, it's hard for me to say that Kevin Cobb is as good as Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a top-flight quarterback. Kevin Cobb, 2 starts. I don't know what he is. I know he showed promise. I know he showed potential. But I don't know whether that promise and that potential will translate into wins. But I think overall it comes down to this. Donovan McNabb has gotten you to 5 NFC Championship games, gotten you to a Super Bowl. But for some reason, the fans of Philadelphia just don't like the guy. And I'm listening to the radio, I'm reading the newspaper, and all over I'm hearing, get this guy out of town. I want this guy out of town. And I don't get it. I mean, I understand it, but I just don't get it. Because this is anytime you put Donovan McNabb out on the football field, you have an opportunity to win. I mean, the guy did win 11 football games last year. And I heard the argument, and it's a legitimate argument, that the Eagles didn't beat a playoff team last year, and they didn't. They didn't. They didn't beat a playoff team last year. Out of the 11 wins, none of those teams were in the playoffs. So, I mean, you're right. But this guy gives you the best opportunity to win now. Now, if you're going to sit here and tell me that, okay, you know what, we're moving towards the future, and we're willing to be patient, and we're willing to wait for Donovan, we're willing to wait for Kevin Cobb to step up and to become the quarterback that we all believe he can be, then I'll go. Okay, trade McNabb. Okay, we're going to the future. We're going to go with the young offense with Macklin and DeSean Jackson and McCoy, and we're going to go with a young quarterback and Kevin Cobb, and they're going to grow together into a big-time contender on the offensive side of football. But to me, I think this team, with a few tweaks, can be a Super Bowl contending team, and I think in order for that to happen, number 5 has got to be under center. And the biggest thing also is the big date is May 5th. On May 5th, Donovan McNabb will earn a roster bonus of $6.5 million. So more than likely, this situation will be ironed out by that date. So, I mean, a lot of it, you got the draft coming up. So you're going to have a lot of speculation. You're going to have a lot of people talking about trades. You're going to have trade rumors. It's just the nature of the beast. But I think in Philadelphia, and I think if you're an Eagles fan and you want to win now, you got to stick with Donovan McNabb. But the question I want to ask you callers, number 1, why do the Eagles fans hate McNabb so much? Why do they hate this guy so much? I don't get it. Maybe you do. So we'll get your opinions on that. Also today, Gilbert Arenas yesterday, he was sentenced to 1 month in jail for his incident in the Wizards locker room. Apparently, Gilbert Arenas had a few guns out, got into a dispute or altercation with one of his teammates, Javaris Crittenden. Arenas claims that it was a joke. He was just playing around. He was just having fun. But the judge gave him a break. He got 1 month. Actually, he got 1 month in a halfway house, so it's not really in jail. So he got a 1 month in a halfway house. So Gilbert essentially got off in a lot of ways. But when you look at Gilbert Arenas, he's a known goofball. So I can buy him saying that as a joke, because it kind of fits into his personality. It kind of fits into some of the things he's done over the years. I mean, there were reports that he apparently defecated in the shoes of one of his teammates. So I mean, you know, he's a known goofball, and so I mean I can buy that. But I think it points to a larger question, and that's athletes and guns. And if you are an athlete, would you own a gun? Would you carry a gun? I mean, you have stories. I mean, a few years ago, you had a story of Eddie Curry, the Knicks center. He apparently his house was he had a home invasion there. I'm not saying if he had a gun, it would have helped him, but I mean, if he has something, and who knows if he did or didn't have a gun in there, but if he has something, something to protect himself, would that have happened? I mean, Antoine Walker, another story, same deal, a home invasion. And both of these situations were in the Chicago area. And also you have the tragic story of former Redskins safety, Sean Taylor. Robbery attempt in his home. And essentially all Taylor had to protect himself was a machete. And he was shot, and eventually he died. And some have made the argument that if Taylor had a gun, he may be alive today. But, I mean, and so athletes and guns, you got to understand something. Athletes, we talked about a few weeks ago on the show, athletes are targets. They're targets. Bottom line, they make a lot of money. Bottom line, they wear a lot of jewelry. Bottom line, we know how much they make. It's in the newspapers. It's everywhere. We know how much they make. So athletes and guns, what do you think? If you were an athlete, would you carry a gun? I'm not sure if I would or not. I mean, it's a tough call. It's a tough situation. But I understand why they would, because you have to look at it this way. At least I have an opportunity. If you're looking to rob me, at least I have an opportunity. You may get me, but at least I have an opportunity to protect myself. And in many of the leagues, the NBA and the NFL, for example, they prohibit guns on team property and practice facilities. So I guess if I'm an athlete and I'm driving into work, driving into practice, and if someone wants to carjack me or rob me or anything, I, technically speaking, I can't have any type of protection to protect me in case of something like that happening. I don't have a gun to protect me. So the question becomes, and I want everybody to think about it and give your opinions on it, if you were an athlete, would you carry a gun? And also this week, I hate to do it, but I got to do it. I got to send one lucky person to Gant's Garbage. I got to throw some garbage out. I got some excess garbage around here I got to get rid of. So one lucky person is going into Gant's Garbage this week. Who will it be? Will it be you? Will it be me? We'll see. So stick around, because at the end, I'll tell you who's going in to Gant's Garbage. So again, Donovan McNabb. Why do the Philly fans hate this guy so much? Why do they want to get rid of him so bad? Five NFC championship games. 6 Pro Bowls. Why do you want to get rid of this guy? Why? So the number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And again, if you're a little nervous and you don't want to speak on the phone, you can send messages to the email at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. And again, big news in Philly, and pretty much the big news in the NFL is the Donovan McNabb story. And will they trade him? Will they trade this guy? And it's a tough call, in my opinion. It's not really that much of a tough call, but I guess in the organization, for the organization, it's a tough call, because you have a guy in Kevin Cobb who, again, many believe can get the job done. Many believe this guy can get the job done. So, do you want to turn the page and go to Kevin Cobb? Are you ready to do that? Do you want to do that? And again, it goes down to an old saying, and you just don't know what you have until it's gone. And we tend not to appreciate people when they're here. We always appreciate them later, and sometimes we appreciate them when it's too late. And in a lot of ways, that's maybe the situation here. We may really appreciate Donovan when he's gone, when he's in another uniform, when he's on a contending football team, when he's gone to maybe another NFC or AFC championship game. That may be the time when we finally appreciate this guy. And at that point, it's too late. It's too late because he's already gone. And you didn't appreciate the guy when he was here, and now he's gone. So, again, the number 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the On Air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And again, I know I said it before, but if we have some people out here who may be a little nervous. So if you're a little nervous and you don't want to speak on the air, you can send an email to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. I know a few weeks ago we talked about the Manny Pacquiao Joshua Calati fight, and it was in my opinion that I did state that Pacquiao definitely would not stop Calati, and he didn't. But I thought Calati would give him a better fight, and he didn't. He really didn't give him much of a fight. He was afraid to pull the trigger, basically. And, I mean, if you look at it, Calati threw about 400 punches, 399 to be exact. And Pacquiao threw over 1,200 punches. And so, with that being said, you tell me who's going to win that fight. And the funny part about it is when Calati was actually pulling the trigger, he hurt Pacquiao. I mean, if you look at Pacquiao's face after the fight, you saw a face that was a little beat up. It was a little beat up. And then Calati, if he would have threw more punches, may have beat Pacquiao. I doubt it because the speed was the kill. Speed was the killer. Pacquiao's speed was just too much for Calati. And he wouldn't open up because of that speed. And if you look at Pacquiao, I mean, man, this guy's impressive. This guy's impressive. You look at it, he first goes against Oscar De La Hoya. Just dominates Oscar. Beats Oscar up, actually. Then he goes on against Ricky Hatton. Same deal. Beat down. Knocked him out. Then he goes on to Cotto, and that was a fight. I was like, is Pacquiao, is he sure he wants to fight this guy? Is he sure he wants to step up and fight this guy, Cotto? I mean, Cotto's a big welterweight. And, again, plowed right through him. And then they were talking Josh Calati. And I was saying, again, this guy's, Calati's a big guy. He's a big guy. Is Pacquiao sure he wants to fight this guy? And, again, he goes in there and dominates Calati, pretty much a shutout on most of the scorecards. And en route to a unanimous decision. So now it comes down to now Pacquiao is hopefully he'll fight the winner of Mosley Mayweather. And then that's a fight I'm definitely looking forward to, May 1st. Big time fight. It's going to be a big time fight. And many are saying that a lot of people want to see Pacquiao Mayweather. It's a fight that definitely would be a big draw and definitely would be huge for the sport of boxing. And it'd be, I mean, you're figuring Oscar De La Hoya and Mayweather, when they got into the ring, over 2 million pay-per-view buys. So you figure now, you're figuring Pacquiao, Mayweather, maybe 3 million in pay-per-view buys for that fight. I mean, that would be a huge, huge event. And speaking of the huge event, I mean, did you see Cowboy Stadium? Jerry Jones's palace. I mean, that place was beautiful, and it was, I mean, they filled it up, 51,000. 51,000 people came to see that fight, and we're talking about 51,000 people in a bad economy. So for anybody that says or believes that boxing is dead, all you need to know is 51,000 people, 700,000 pay-per-view buys for this fight. 51,000 people, 700,000 pay-per-view buys. I mean, so boxing isn't dead. And boxing has an opportunity now you got stars like Pacquiao, you got stars like Mayweather. I mean, guys who transcend the sport, guys who are becoming big names outside the sport of boxing. I mean, you have Mayweather, who basically with Dancing with the Stars and 24/7 on HBO, is basically he's created something there where the guy is a big time draw. And the same could be said with Pacquiao. These guys are big time draws, and it would be great to get both of those guys in a ring together. And it would be great to see both of these guys in a ring together. And hopefully it will happen. I hope it happens. I would love to see it happen. And again, they have to get through that the testing issue and the steroid thing and decide whether or not. I mean, Mayweather wants Olympic style testing. Pacquiao doesn't. So I mean, they have to iron that all out and clear that all up. And hopefully they can. And also additionally, but when you look at that, there's no guarantee that Mayweather will get by Shane Mosley, and because Shane Mosley is a tough guy. And Shane Mosley has the speed to possibly give Mayweather trouble. He has the speed to possibly give him some trouble. But again, does he have all it takes to get past this guy? He has the speed, but you got to think about Mayweather's defense. Mayweather's defense is phenomenal. Great defense. Great defense. So you got to look at that as well. So you have to look at all these things. For Mayweather and Mosley, eventually, if they want to, when they get into the ring on May 1st. So we're looking forward to that as well. So again, we're talking Donovan McNabb. Why did the Philly fans hate him so much? Why do they hate this guy? Why do they want to get rid of this guy so bad? I've never seen so much hatred towards a guy who's done so much. So much for the city, so much for this team. It's hard to believe. And then also talking about the Gilbert Arenas thing and his situation, athletes and guns. If you were an athlete, and I'm putting you in the shoes of an athlete, would you carry a gun? Would you carry a gun? You're a target. You have individuals who are after you in some respect because you're a target, because of the money that you make, because of all the things that you have. And so it's understandable to me for you, if you're an athlete, to want to carry, to want to protect you and your family. So, I mean, it's understandable to me. It's understandable to me. But at the same time, as I talked about earlier, league rules prohibit you from bringing your guns onto team facilities and team practices, so and to team arenas. So you can't bring your gun there. So if you're driving to the arena by yourself and someone wants to go after you, you may not have the protection necessary to defend yourself. So it's just something for all of us to think about and something for all of us to hopefully everybody will give their opinions on, because I'm a little torn by it. I mean, I understand what guns do and what they can do. I mean, they for an athlete, in a lot of ways, it's for your protection. And so you got to understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, I mean, a lot of people mishandle guns. A lot of people misuse guns. So it's understandable why the leagues do what they do. It's understandable why the leagues try to prohibit these things and stop these things from coming in to their arenas and to their and onto their practice facilities. It's understandable. So if you're an athlete, this is a question for the callers. If you're an athlete, would you carry a gun? Would you carry a gun? So something for all of us to think about. Again, the number is 1-646-727-3070. 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And again, you can send emails to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. And again, that's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Off to the NBA now. Cleveland Cavaliers playing some good basketball right now. They did lose last night. Their winning streak is over. But right now, if you look at the East and you look at the West, it looks like the Cavaliers and the Lakers are on a collision course to play in the NBA Finals. And it looked like that last year as well. But it doesn't mean it'll happen. Because, again, you have the Orlando Magic in the way. You have teams in the way. And out West, I mean, you got a lot of teams playing well out West. So, I mean, it's not going to be an easy thing for the Lakers or the Cavs to get there. I mean, you still got the Spurs out there out West. You got the Jazz out West. You got teams out West who can give the Lakers some problems. You got Phoenix out West. I mean, you got teams out West who can do some things and give these teams some problems. So it's something for us to think about as we head into the playoffs. Cleveland and the Lakers, Kobe and LeBron, it's something I would love to see. I would love to see Kobe and LeBron face each other in the NBA Finals. But, again, you got a lot of teams out there. You got a lot of teams out there who may have something to say about that. So, again, the number is 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And, again, Donovan McNabb, why do Philly fans hate this guy so much? Why do we hate this guy so much? Why do we hate McNabb? And another question, if you were an athlete, would you carry a gun? If you were an athlete, would you carry a gun? We have a caller.
Paul,
hello,
Jeremy.
Welcome to Go For It.
Hi, Paul. Jeremy from Blue, but how are you?
Hey, Jeremy, how are you? Welcome to Go For It. Go For It. Give me your opinions.
Well, I guess the first thing I heard, and I had a little reflux from it, was loving to see a Kobe and LeBron playoffs. So, you know, I'm just getting over that.
Finals,
I'm sorry. Because, you know, it's so interesting how everyone wants to see Kobe and LeBron.
And really, I mean, I guess the question is that the best, you know, is that going to be the best finals? Isn't Orlando clearly, you know, in certain regards, probably the best contender to really, you know, make the East, bring the East back to prominence, you know, with the NBA? LeBron,
well,
in the finals, you're going to get the ratings you need.
In terms of ratings, Kobe and LeBron is definitely going to bring you the ratings that you want if you're the NBA. I mean,
right.
It's the two top superstars in the league.
But if you live in the East Coast, if you're born and raised in Philadelphia metropolitan area, such as a guy like yourself, I mean, and you want to hopefully see the East, you know, win a finals, I mean, you really want to think about Orlando and the talent built around the real Superman.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, that's up for debate. Who is the true Superman? I mean, Shaq obviously is probably the most dominating big man ever to play the game, or if not one of them. He's close. He's up there. I mean, so, and I don't think Dwight Howard ever gets to the level of a Shaq. I mean, you got to look at Shaq's pedigree. I mean, you can't – Shaq is the true Superman. If we're going to talk today, Shaq is the Superman, the true Superman. if we're talking today.
Well, today, but we always know that today doesn't really matter when you're looking at tomorrow and
the future, right? I mean, you're looking at Dwight Howard and you're seeing a guy that's 4 or 5 years in a career, and you know he's the dominant big man in the East, and he's going to be the dominant big man in the East for probably the next 10 years. And you look at a team in Orlando who really can play havoc with LeBron's team, and I think, you know, and they also match up very well against the Lakers, and I think ultimately if the East has any chance to even win a couple games in the finals, it's going to be with a team like Orlando. I mean, sure, Kobe and LeBron look great on paper, but we saw what happened last year.
But we also, you have to also say the East has regained this prominence. 2 years ago, the Boston Celtics didn't win an NBA title.
That was a one-hit wonder. I mean,
so
really.
If you look at the top, if you look at Boston, Orlando, and Orlando, and Cleveland at the top three teams in the East, and you stacked that up against the Lakers, the Nuggets, and the Dallas and the Mavericks, which are the top three teams in the West. You got to say that from top to bottom, the Western Conference is better. But in terms of the top three teams, I'd say Cleveland, Orlando, and Boston is a tad better than the Lakers, Nuggets, and Mavericks, which are the top three teams in the West.
Wow. That's gracious of you, considering, you know, I mean, the Nuggets, I think really it's going to go Lakers, Nuggets, Orlando, Dallas, then maybe Cleveland. I mean, well, I think to each their own, but I look, and again, I'm a Philly guy, I love the Sixers, love the East, but I think time and again, especially you look at a great example is look at Cleveland. They had an opportunity to go out there and really bring the championship home, bring in the big name free agent, and instead of doing that, they settled with Antoine Jameson, who really is a good player in his own right, but not going to help them get to the next level.
Well, Antoine Jameson is definitely going to help them get to the next level, but I think it comes down to
the next level for them is the finals.
But the problem that they had last year was controlling Dwight Howard. And in order to control Dwight Howard, they brought in Shaq. So to me, that's the key.
Really? How's Shaq matched up against him this year?
Can Shaq limit Dwight Howard? I mean, you're probably not going to shut down completely Dwight Howard, but you got to limit Dwight Howard. And a lot of times the problem was they had to throw double teams at Dwight Howard. With Shaq can play Dwight Howard straight up. Last year they had to throw double teams at Dwight Howard, and what Orlando has is everybody on that roster, everybody in that starting lineup can shoot the three ball. I mean, Matt Barnes can shoot the three ball. Vince Carter can shoot the three ball. Jameer Nelson can shoot the three ball. Rashard Lewis can shoot the three ball. So you have guys, again, that surrounding Dwight Howard who can shoot the ball. And that's what killed them last year. And granted, Matt Barnes wasn't there or Vince Carter wasn't there last year, but you had Turkoglu who can knock down the three. So, I mean, you had guys that was a matchup problem for Cleveland. And it's a bad matchup for Cleveland. If I'm Cleveland, I don't want to face Orlando. But I think they have enough this year to get over that hump. So what do you think about McNabb?
Well, I mean,
all the
trade
rumors.
I think if they trade McNabb, you could just pretty much shelf the Eagles for the rest of this decade, and it's the first year of it. So you're saying Cobb
can't get it done is what you're telling me.
No, with this team. No, I mean, and I think 2 weeks ago you and I got into a little tete-a-tete in regards to they have up-and-coming receivers, and I think that you kind of made the argument.
We definitely have a bona fide star in DeSean Jackson.
Sure, but when you take a bona fide star in DeSean Jackson and place him with McNabb, that's really one core. You put him with a guy like Cobb who had an all-pro season in two games, an all-pro career.
We can't go off two games. Two games.
Andy Reid and Joe Banner seem to be going.
Two games.
My point was, My point was that Andy Reid, Joe Banner seem to be going off of two games. To think about trading McNabb for a top 43 pick, they might as well just cut him. I mean, really, the value they're going to get, in this draft, especially this year's draft, top 43 pick, the needs that they have, they might as well have just cut McNabb. They might as well just get rid of every clean house and just, again, just trash the decade and just try to rebuild, because it's not going to happen with Cobb and this team and a top 43 pick for McNabb. Cobb is a Hall of Fame player for two games. He's a, you know.
Well, I wouldn't
great,
even call him that, because he did throw three interceptions in those two games. But
I couldn't agree more. And my point is, for Philadelphia and the Philadelphia fans to entertain the notion that we can get a top 43 pick, we can get two second rounders or a second and a third for McNabb is laughable. It's really, this city, I think, has kind of fallen into the mindset that a player like McNabb, maybe because he has yet to bring home the ultimate championship, isn't one of the premier quarterbacks, still is one of, unfortunately, the few select premier quarterbacks the NFL has to offer.
And now, just another one. The question that we were asking all the callers, I'm asking you, why do Philly fans hate McNabb so much? You're reading it in the newspapers, you're listening, you're hearing it on the radio, and why do they hate this guy so much?
I think sometimes when an athlete and a coach are paired up and they have a 10-plus year, relationship, and the athlete and the coach have a very mirrored image of each other, they don't open up a lot to the media. They're not flashy. They don't say much that gets them in the way of trouble. They don't do much that gets them in the way of trouble. They have a very productive career. It's hard for people to embrace that, especially in this city, because this is the city of Buddy Ryan. This was a city that really has embraced. We like the flamboyance that either an athlete or a coach can bring to their sport. But if you just go out every week and you throw 300 yards, two touchdowns to this city, for whatever reason, that's not a value. Because they want to see you go out and maybe throw three picks like Randall Cunningham used to do, put up 300 yards, and, a 50-yard dash into the end zone. That was, to this city, that was more important than the prominence that McNabb has brought to the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think the fact that he goes into the press conferences, much like Andy Reid, and doesn't really, say much. He just says if they lost, he puts it on his shoulders, and he's going to have to do better, and instead of maybe blaming someone or calling someone out.
But what about the he's a 6-time Pro Bowler, 5 NFC Championship games. What about all that? 32,000 yards passing, over 32,000 yards passing.
Oh, Paul, the problem is that you picked the wrong car to get in the argument with. I think, especially on this show, I've really made a point to say, I think that Philadelphia really should look themselves in the mirror and ask themselves, do they want to go back to Rodney Peete and Ty Detmer? I mean, is that really what you want? When you look at the post McNabb era,
in some respect, the same fans are talking about Andy Reid. Do you want to go back to the Ray Rhodes days? Do you want to go back to those days?
Now you sound like now you sound like a preacher on Sunday morning. All I can say is amen. I'm here, and I've been saying for quite some time, I think that this city really needs to recognize that we may not have two Super Bowl rings, we may not have three Super Bowl rings, four Super Bowl rings like we should, but the bottom line is, when it comes to football in Philadelphia in the last 10, 12 years, this city is spoken of on the NFL Network as a premier, and dare I say what Jeffrey Lurie said, we are one of the gold standards in the league. And to go back to the Ray Rhodes eras, to go back to the Richie Kotite eras, I lived through that. And, I was paying a shrink a lot of money. And I really, I've been saving a lot under Andy Reid and Donovan.
And in talking to you, maybe you need to give that shrink a little bit more money. We thank you for your call, Jeremy.
Thanks so much.
Hello, welcome to Go For It.
Yo.
Yes.
Yo, what's up, boy?
How are you?
Anonymous caller from Philly. Anonymous,
man. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Doing well.
Listen, man, the reason why Philly fans hate Donovan McNabb because he don't have no heart.
Explain.
The boy don't have no heart.
Six
well,
Pro Bowls?
The Super Bowl game, that was one. And when you look at him play, all he does is laugh and giggle out there. He has no sense of urgency. The boy sucks. He got to go. I'll be the first one to drive him to the airport.
So you're saying this right now, Anonymous, that you're willing to get the U-Haul truck, back it up, open the truck, and put all Donovan's belongings in there and get him out of here.
Yep.
Well, I disagree with you wholeheartedly. Six
I,
Pro
I,
Bowls,
I know you do.
Five NFC Championship games. I mean, the guy
right,
has
five,
done a lot.
But that's all he did. He can't bring home the big one. It's time to move on now. This is time to cut our losses with him. If you can't do
the
job, you bring in a new person who can.
I'm not ready to do that. I mean, Donovan, to me, had a Pro Bowl year last year. I mean, 22 touchdowns. 3,500 yards of passing. I mean, the guy has had a Pro Bowl year. And the Eagles' problems wasn't just Donovan. Defensively, they were no good.
Yeah,
offensive line,
they weren't. But
no
it's time for Donovan to go. His career is over here.
It's over. Okay, so who's going to be the replacement?
Whoever they choose. Somebody got to. I mean, Cobb is there and Vic is there. One of them got to step up to the plate.
So you're willing to go with Cobb and go with Michael Vick, a guy who just got out of prison
that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, man. Prison ain't got nothing to do with
anything. Well, the guy, I'm just, got to go over to man's history. Man came out of prison a year ago, a guy who right now hasn't proven to anybody that he has the same type of explosion, has the same type of game that he had before he went in.
I don't believe he does. He's older and he's lost 2 years of football.
So you want Kevin Cobb is what you're telling me?
Either or. Just one of them has to step up to the plate now. It's their turn. When you step up to the plate, it's your turn to show us what you can do. So, you know, quote a military man, either take a dump or get off the pot.
Well, okay. Well, I think I'd rather stay on that pot with McNabb.
Nah, you're making a big mistake.
And what do you think about athletes and guns?
I believe every legal citizen, law-abiding citizen, should carry a gun, athlete or not. I don't think athlete got nothing to do with it.
Okay, fair enough. I agree with you on that. That I think athletes should, because of them being targets. But in terms of everyone else, I don't know. You got a lot of unstable individuals out here.
That's why I said law-abiding citizens. I mean, why set athletes apart? That's what's wrong
with the world now.
He wants to set athletes apart.
But I guess it comes down to even a larger issue. Can you truly regulate who's getting the guns and who's not with a lot of people on the black market getting guns? So it's kind of hard to regulate something like that.
You can't regulate it. They can't regulate it now. And you got crime the way it is. You got a lot of illegal guns on the street.
It ain't the
law-abiding people committing the crimes. It's the law-abiding people getting killed because the government's keeping guns out of their hands.
And unfortunately, that's what happened to Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
So something to think about. Anonymous, we thank you for your call.
Later.
So again, we got two opinions there. Anonymous wanted to back the truck up, load the U-Haul, and take all Donovan's belongings and get rid of them. And then we had Jeremy from Bluebell who wanted McNabb to stay. Jeremy from Bluebell, I think you're right. McNabb needs to stay. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as you said in terms of a decade. The decade just started. I'm not going to go that far and say that the Eagles won't be contending in this decade if they get rid of McNabb. No, I'm not going to go that far. But I will say that. I don't know what Kevin Cobb has. I don't know. I just don't know what he has, and I can't go off of those two games and say, you know what, we have a bona fide a star here. I can't do it. And a lot of fans are willing to do that. And it comes down to this, man, and a lot of times as a guy we do this. You know what, we have a good woman at home. She does all that we need, all that we want. But we always want that other one, that blonde or that other woman who we think is can do more for us. It comes down to that 80-20 rule. We always want that 20% sometimes. And a lot of times, and getting that 20%, you get something that you really don't want. You get something that you thought was great, but was no good. And that's essentially what is coming down here to me. That's what it comes down to. I don't want to take my chances with Kevin Cobb. I don't know how good he is. But I know what I have in Donovan McNabb. I'm afraid of the unknown. I don't know about any of you guys, but I'm afraid of the unknown. And the unknown to me is Kevin Cobb. I don't want that unknown. And to me, and making this switch from Donovan to Cobb or Donovan to Vic, you're basically going into the unknown. And if you want to take that chance and deal with the unknown, then you can do it. But I'm not, and I don't want to do that. So, again, the number, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And, again, you can listen to this. Again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it. And, again, you can send messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. So, Donovan, where is he going to end up? Do I honestly believe that Donovan will be back next year? Judging by all the speculation, judging by all the reports, and judging by what I'm hearing out there, I would be surprised if he comes back. I really would. It's just a lot of speculation out there, and it leads me to believe that maybe there is some truth to the rumors that the Eagles are actively and aggressively shopping this guy. And as an Eagles fan, I hope he comes back. I definitely do hope he comes back. And you're just taking too much of a chance by going with Kevin Cobb. You really are taking too much of a chance by going with this guy. Because two games. It's only two games, man. It's only two games, and we're anointing this guy as the next big thing. And I don't like to do that because there's not enough there for me to say that this guy is the truth. Because I don't know if he's the truth or not. I just don't know. And the funny thing about this whole thing is, a few years ago, Kevin Cobb replaced Donovan McNabb in the Baltimore game, and all I heard was, Kevin Cobb stunk to join up. I mean, he didn't play too well. And all I heard, this guy, Kevin Cobb, he stinks. Cobb stinks. I don't think this guy should be the quarterback here. He's never going to be anything. He stinks. He's the worst quarterback ever. Now we fast forward today. Kevin Cobb we might as well call him Joe Montana. I mean, because the way everybody's talking about this guy, we might as well just call him Joe Montana. Because that's the way we're talking about this guy. And we have to understand the guy has only had two starts. You can't just say this guy is basically the Messiah now because he threw for 700 yards, over 700 yards in those two starts, over 300 yards in both of those performances, in both of those games. And now we're saying this guy is the next big thing. And I'm not ready to do that. I'm just not ready to do that. And also Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas is going to get 1 month in a halfway house. The prosecutor out there was looking to give Gilbert 3 months. But Gilbert got 1 month in a halfway house. And a lot of people are saying that maybe Gilbert should have got some jail time for that. And I said it before, if you believe the stories of Gilbert being a clown and a jokester, I mean, there are incidents where he plays a lot of practical jokes. There are a lot of instances of that in talking about Gilbert Arenas. And to me, I mean, it was an unfortunate incident. It was if if it was a joke, it was a stupid joke. But I don't think the guy meant any harm or and didn't mean anything by it. I don't think the people like Gilbert Arenas belong in our prisons. He's not. I don't consider him a danger to our society. And I think if you're a danger to our society, yes, you belong in a prison. And if you're viewed as a danger to society, yes, you belong in prison. But Gilbert does not. And for me, I'm okay. I'm okay with Gilbert getting the 1 month in a halfway house. I'm okay with that. And in terms of Gilbert and his career with the Wizards, I mean, as of now, the organization is stating that they want him back. And so we'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, the guy hopefully has learned from his mistakes and hopefully will come back a better guy for it. But they do owe Gilbert a lot of money. I mean, he signed over $100 million contract. So the guy is owed a lot of money. I mean, he's owed $80 million. So he's owed a lot of money. So they have a decision to make of whether they want to go through the process of trying to void the contract, which could be a long, drawn-out process, or whether or not they'll stick with him and try to build their team with Gilbert Arenas. But hopefully, in a lot of ways, hopefully Gilbert has learned from his mistakes. And hopefully Gilbert is a guy who will come back stronger, will come back better, and will come back a guy who can be the all-star that he once was many years ago. So again, the number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can email the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. And you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show, Go For It. So we're winding down the show today. It was a good show, good conversation about McNabb and good conversation about athletes and guns. And the NBA is definitely shaping up. You got the Nets who won last night, and well, at least they tied the mark. They got 9 wins, the mark for the worst team, the mark, the record for the team. You look at the Nets, and now they won 9 basketball games. The Sixers, 72-73 Sixers, were 9-73. So we'll see right now whether the Nets will break that mark. It looks like they will. I mean, they have 72 games they play. They got 10 games left. So you figure at some point they will get over that 9-win hump. And you hope for the sake of the guys on that team that they will overcome that. They did beat the Pistons last night again, 118-110. So hopefully if you're a Nets fan, I don't know how many they are, hopefully if you're a Nets fan, you guys will get over that 9-win mark. Now's about that time. It's about that time to send somebody to Gant's Garbage. That's right. Some lucky man, some lucky person will be on their way. I don't know if it's a lucky man, but a lucky person will be on their way to Gant's Garbage. Michael David Barrett. For many who don't know, Michael David Barrett, was the man who admitted to posting the video of Aaron Andrews, ESPN reporter, on the internet. According to reports, Barrett posted 8 videos of Andrews on various blog websites. And many have called Barrett the peephole stalker. And it's a sad story, and it's a sick story, and it's a story that in many ways, it's the technology that we have today. The technology that we have today, we can do a lot of things, some good, some bad. Unfortunately, Barrett did some bad things with his technology. And now Barrett is going to spend some time in jail. Barrett will spend some time in jail because Barrett, for whatever reason, tried to get videos of Erin Andrews, the ESPN reporter, changing in her hotel room. I mean, how sick can you be? How sick can you be? And for that, Barrett, quite frankly, Michael Barrett, you're a sick man. Michael Barrett, you need some help. Michael Barrett, you're a pervert, quite frankly. Michael Barrett, you need to go to the garbage. More specifically, Michael Barrett, you need to go to Gantz garbage. Stop. Don't cheer for him. Don't cheer for that man. Don't cheer for him. Stop the applause. You don't cheer for that man. He's sick. Don't cheer for him. So, Michael Barrett, get into the garbage. You're in Gantz garbage. Again, the number 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. You can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the On Air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it. And again, you can send messages, email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. Again, that's goforit.gant@gmail.com. So we should see. It should be an interesting week in Philadelphia. Got to figure out what's going to happen to McNabb. It's probably something that's going to, it's going to take a long time for that to truly play out. I mean, again, May 5th, McNabb is due his $6.5 million roster bonus. So that's a date that we all should mark on our calendars and watch, because that'll be the time we'll truly know what's going to happen. I'm getting the sense that the guy may be traded. But again, it's you got the draft coming up next month. So you still have time. There's still time for all this to play out and all this to iron itself out. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully, if you're an Eagle fan, McNabb stays. Hopefully. Hopefully, in my opinion, if you're an Eagles fan, McNabb stays. But you never know what Andy Reid, you never know what the organization is thinking. And we'll see what happens when in the next few months, how that situation plays out. As of right now, you have three quarterbacks, Vic, Cobb, and McNabb. So it should be interesting and to determine and to see who will be the quarterback next year. Will it be 5, 4, or 7? So we'll see what happens there. So again, we'd like to thank everybody who joined us today. We'd like to thank our callers who joined us today. Hopefully you had a good time talking sports, having fun, and giving your opinions, because that's what we do here on Go For It. We talk sports, we have fun, and we give our opinions. So I hope everybody had fun, gave their opinions, and enjoyed it, because it was a good show. I thought it was a good show today. We had good topics, good callers, and we had a good time. And what more can you ask for? Having a good time talking what we all love, sports. So it's nothing like talking sports and having a great time. And that's what we did today on Go For It. So again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Again, the show is under the category of sports. You can click on the On Air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. So I leave you like I leave you every other time. Go! Go for it! Go! Go for it! Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week on Go For It. 12 o'clock, same time, same channel. Bye.